Okay, I first have to apologize because I am sick, so hopefully I can squeak out this to you guys. But I just want to thank all the professors for recommending me to be up here. This is kind of like a little dream of mine to be able to speak about how great the program is. So it's really neat that I get to be up here, so thank you. When I first was asked to speak to the impact that the counseling program has had on me, I was honored and immediately began thinking of how I could inspire and motivate and make my speech thought out and well-crafted. And then I realized that that's pretty antithetical to what something I've learned at the counseling program, which is that authenticity is what reveals our hearts. And if we reveal our hearts, we are able to better see where our sin lies. And if we are able to see where our sin lies, we can run that much more quickly to the forgiveness and grace that Jesus offers us through repentance. So while, yes, I did have to write this out word for word and get it approved, I am speaking to you from my heart. And I know that tonight I'm probably going to be lying in bed reflecting on how this went, where I found myself becoming arrogant, where I found myself feeling unworthy, where I found myself feeling inadequate. And so much of that reflective metacognating, as our professors like to call it, has been learned through the counseling lab programs. The lab programs are almost irreplaceable and irreplicable, although, in all honesty, represents what true biblical community should be, filled with vulnerability, confession, rebuke, grace, lament, repentance, and rejoicing. The lab experience was like nothing I have ever known before or been a part of, and I truly gained a new family. I learned that I am far more sinful than I knew, and that those around me are too. And then I learned that the wrath of God that should be poured out on you and I was instead poured out on Jesus Christ. And now all God has for me is mercy, forgiveness, affection, and love. It was difficult for me to figure out how to encompass all of the life-changing aspects of the counseling program. But one of the biggest things I learned is that the ways in which others are impacted impacts you and I. We cannot look at the world, others, our societies, our churches, through our own broken lens. In counseling, this is especially important. We must be humble enough to take off our lenses and see through someone else's. Since my own personal experience with the program cannot be expressed in the whole without taking into account the impact the counseling program had on my fellow lab mates, I wanted to give you a broad picture with their words of just how impactful it has been. Quote, "I was deeply impacted by learning how to empathetically bear others' burdens and hardships, and accepting the grace of letting others do the same for me. Truly life-changing." Lauren Engel. "I have learned the power of transparency and full self-disclosure, modeled by some of my professors. By slowly practicing this transparency, I saw how allowing myself to be vulnerable began to transform my relationships. Seeds have been planted and are already yielding good fruits." Margarita Bamber. "Honestly, I'm just really glad to have been surrounded by a community that cares about growing our skills as well as caring for each other on an emotional and spiritual level." Juan Garzon. "I have been transformed to view each difficulty in relationships as an opportunity to connect and an opportunity to fully depend on the grace of God." Mackenzie Flannery. "I feel like this program has taken me and molded me like a piece of clay. It has stretched me, taken pieces away, and added new pieces to me. Yes, it has been an uncomfortable process, but oh so necessary, and for that I am thankful." Caitlin Fogg. "According to Cairn University's mission statement, the university exists to educate students to serve Christ in the church, society, and world as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. I can't say enough about the efficacy of the counseling program and its professors in upholding this mission. Running beneath every lecture, lab, an individual meeting with a professor is this deep gospel river. I have learned that it is Christ who gets into our dark, shame-filled dumpsters and sits with us in the middle of the muck and weeps with us. And then he provides us a way out by carrying us on his shoulders. As a graduate of this program, I feel equipped to acknowledge that I am not fully equipped and that that is okay because Christ will fill the gaps and will continue to sanctify me as I sit across from other broken, hurting people. The last thing I want to leave you with is a question. If you really believe the gospel, what would you do? Who would you talk to? How would you be bold? How would you show restraint? This question has been posed to my 2018-2019 counseling program class by our professor and lab leader, Dr. Black, and it has changed our lives. I often freeze when I can't decide what to do or if what I'm going to say is going to be stupid or hurt someone, etc., etc. I panic, and I forget that God's grace covers all of it. If I really believed the gospel in those moments, I would speak from my heart, and I would trust that God would use my words and actions for my own and other sanctification. So I challenge you all to ask yourself that question the next time you feel inadequate, unworthy, prideful, scared, or anything else that hinders you from living in the freedom that Christ gives us. I will be forever thankful for the opportunity to learn and grow through this program, and I want to particularly thank my lab group, Meredith, Dr. Black, Professor Enslin, for believing in me more than I believed in myself, for never being content with tepid mediocrity, and for showing immense amounts of love and grace. Thank you.